we'll get it kicked off. So welcome to ATRT2 conference call number 9 on Thursday, August 1st. Welcome to all on the call and online, and apologies for the difficult hour for those of you who are up in the early a.m. To kick it off, we have the proposed agenda up on the screen. Let me ask, are there any suggested edits to the agenda as proposed? Not move to adopt the agenda. Happy switching. Thank you, Carlos, for that. I don't see any hands, so we will adopt the agenda as proposed and move to item. Are there any updates on ATRT2 members' statements of interest? Just looking for hands. If so, please note them. Not hearing any. We'll move to item number 3, review and approval of the preliminary report from Durbin. Larissa, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that went out with the email within the last 20 minutes, correct?
That's correct. It went out.
I'm hearing some discussion in the background. If you wouldn't mind muting your speakers. Thank you. I had a chance to go through the preliminary report. It seemed to be in good order to me, but my operating assumption is that not every member has had a chance to go through this. If that's the case, I wanted to suggest that everyone take a look at the document offline, and if there are edits, they could send in any corrections or edits to the preliminary report via email to the list. Would that be acceptable to everyone? Can I see either a green check mark or a red cross from folks? I'm seeing lots of green check marks. Okay, so folks, if you take the time to go through the report, if you have any corrections to it, this is the preliminary report from our face-to-face meetings in Durban during the ICANN meeting. Please send those edits in, and please do so. Let's give it 3 days. It's not a very long document, but let's give it 3 days. And Larissa and staff, please make any corrections or edits that you see coming online from the team, and shut down the document or lock it down after 3 days and post it to the list. Thank you for your agreement on that. Can we go back to the agenda? I think the next one is engagement of the independent expert, an update on that from staff. Larissa, could you give us an update on the status of the engagement of the independent expert? Noting, this is an open call, so let me just note before we begin that we have held closed sessions for the reasons of fairness and competition. We have not announced a selection. Larissa, if you could give us an update, being careful not to identify the name of the vendor and being careful to provide us with the updates that are necessary that we can share in the open.
Yes, Brian, good morning. This is Larissa Gurnick.
Larissa, hold that thought.
Okay.
I'm thinking we might want to invoke Chatham House Rule for this. You're going to be giving us an update on the selection process, even coded language could, you know, potentially provide some information. I've got a concern here. Does anybody share it? Should we go offline for this until we formalize the results?
Brian, maybe it's Alan. Maybe we can just wait to the end and do it at when the recording stopped then.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Great suggestion. We're going to push this item to the end.
Yeah, we may well have people listening on this call. It is an open call, so there's no practical way to stop it right now.
Thank you. So with that, we'll move item number 4 to the end and go offline and invoke Chatham House Rule to have that discussion. The next item is item 5. We're going to review the revised templates. For those of you who were not in the last session in Durban on the morning of Thursday, Among the things we did during that hour and a half was take another look at these templates that people were filling out, and there was some discussion and some edits, although I would characterize the edits as not, you know, substantive and sweeping. We've got the template as revised in that Thursday meeting up on the screen. My view is that the template, while revised a bit, is still substantially similar to what you've been working with. Again, it's just a tool to organize our thoughts and to begin to formulate the basis for potential recommendation. Requests have been, assignments have been made, and requests to have templates filled out by August 9th is standing, so we can have these going into the LA meeting. Is there any, Alan, since you're in the session, that's my view of this document. I'm not sure we need to open the document up for discussion, but I certainly would like to give the members of the review team who weren't in Durban an opportunity to see the document and if they have any questions, raise them. Alan?
Yeah, just to highlight that one of the things we did do was put in that square parenthetical statement pointing out that Section A and B have two different purposes. A is to review existing recommendations in prior reports, and B is to try to document the substance of any new recommendations we may be making, which could be related to an old one or could be completely new.
That's true. I'm seeing agreement from Fiona Alexander in terms of the approach. Just allow the ATRQ2 members who are in Durban to have a look at the document. Again, it's a template to organize our thoughts.
Staff may want to give us scrolling privileges so we can actually look at the whole thing.
Can you just refresh what the assignment was?
Who was responsible for which set of recipients
that we can... Oh, sure. Actually, I was just looking at that list in some documents this morning. Larissa or Charlotte, could you... We actually had a list of the issues and the person who was assigned to draft the template. It was in one spot. I just can't recall.
This is Larissa. Let me take a look at it and see if I can bring it up. Give me a few minutes, please.
Okay, sure. We'll pull that up, Fiona, so everyone can be reminded what they're responsible for.
Since we're approaching the deadline and not many people are on, not everyone is on this call, we probably should send that out as soon as possible to remind people.
Yeah, that would be my recommendation, Brian, just to insert things on the list to make sure that we actually... Honestly, can't recall 100% what Larry agreed to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fully appreciated. That's right. It's in the report from Durban, down at the bottom. Bingo. Here we go. So you can see that, Fiona and everyone? We also, in that Thursday morning session, looked at the templates that had been circulated. Avery had circulated one. I had circulated one. David Conrad, I think, had circulated one. And really, those three are available to folks on the list to use as you start your own template. This is not scientific. It's just a guide as to how we began to populate the templates with information. Please use it as a point of reference. And again, those folks who have gotten issues here, we're expecting you to provide us a filled-out template by August 9th. It's going to be very useful to us as we go into Los Angeles to have some concrete thinking underneath the issues that we've identified to really push debate and discussion of whether we actually need recommendations. So, Alan, to your point, Larissa, when you get a chance, could you send out this list and a reminder to those who have assignments to please get the templates in by the 9th. If they have questions, they should send them to the list, and we can probably handle them. The chair and the vice chairs can probably handle them that way.
Will do,
Brian. Carlos, thank you very much. I've got Carlos, Fiona Asanga, and Fiona Alexander. Carlos?
Yes, good morning. Thank you, Brian. This is Carlos. Could you repeat, you mentioned two examples available already that have been worked out on the template. Can you repeat where are they? I don't see them in the documents that were distributed today. Thank you.
Certainly. Larissa, those three, and I think it was David Conroy, Aubrey, and myself. If I'm missing someone, let me know.
Conrad.
I think we sent those to the, Conrad, pardon me. We sent those to the HRT2 list, and are those posted in the wiki?
We will circulate it with the list of assignments as well as make sure that the links are all available so that it's perfectly clear. We'll take care of that.
That'd be great. Thank you. All right. So, Carlos, you'll be getting those documents along with the reminder email for your reference. Fiona Asanga.
Sorry, Admiti. I have a question regarding the templates. I'm preparing this for all other recommendations that you may also identify within the work streams, or is it just for the possible recommendations we had identified during the Durban City?
The templates, I think the answer to your question is this, and Alan, please course correct me if I'm not hitting the mark. We identified these issues that are up on the screen in our discussions as areas of specific interest, potential recommendations. So the assignments were made to draft the templates to provide the foundation of discussion in Los Angeles. This is not an exhaustive list. I believe, Fiona, that any of the work streams could develop recommendations, certainly with respect to prior HRT1 recommendations. So I don't view this as an exhaustive list, but a list that came to the surface through our discussions. Am I getting that right, Alan?
Yes, I think very much so. I would suggest that if this is the only if this is the superset of all recommendations that we then do triage on, we'll probably have a problem. So I'm expecting significantly more to come out, some of which may well be cut along the way, but I would think we're going to have more ideas than this.
Right.
I would certainly expect us to.
Okay, and I'm seeing a green check mark from Fiona, so I think that answer was satisfactory. I've got Fiona Alexander in the queue, and then Alan.
So just to confirm, we agreed also to do the assessments of the existing recommendations. Are those also due by August 9th, like a draft template?
That wasn't the request. That wasn't the assignment. To the extent, and I was going to ask on this call, the next item is updates from the work stream chairs. I know we're missing at least one or two, but I wanted to get a sense from the chairs of where their work was and whether we could have other drafts available before Los Angeles. So that's an open question.
So we've already started on the GAC-related one, so we'll include that for the August 9th.
Fantastic. Thank you. Alan?
I was just going to point out for those who weren't at the closing session that of the ones that were distributed by Avery, what she had done was actually looking at old recommendations from other entities and considering them as new recommendations, but she was filling in parts as if they were had. She didn't necessarily follow our current guide rules for how to use A and B. So anyone looking at them should take that into account.
Yeah, this is Brian. Let me add a point. Thank you for raising that, Alan. So when you look at Avery's and David's and mine, again, it's just a guide as to how to fill this out. You'll see that we each did it slightly differently. To Alan's point, as I recall it, and I have to beg forgiveness for my tone during the meeting. It was very early, and I was very sleep-challenged and wasn't as professional as I'd like to be. We had a misunderstanding. Avery was, in fact, in her template referring back to, if I'm not mistaken, a One World Trust document from 2007 or 8 that made some recommendations to ICANN on accountability and transparency. And in bringing it into the template, it looked as though that was being treated as a recommendation. We had a long discussion about recommendations from ATRT 1 as being recommendations that are within our charter explicitly that we have to address, looking at the back of the former reviews and how well ICANN implemented those recommendations. What we clarified during the discussion is that, in my view, while a recommendation from a prior consultant may not be the same as a recommendation from a former review team, but that recommendation is still relevant. In ATRT 1, we also looked at backward history and looked at that report and the Boston Consulting report as well. So certainly seeing relevance, but just noting a distinction between recommendations from prior review teams and our assessment of those versus a recommendation from a former consultant and how that may be treated by us, and I'm open to how we end up treating those, and certainly as part of background history, important things to note. If, I hope that was a fair capture, Alan.
Yeah, I think so. I think she also did one from the Berkman study, but yes, that's correct.
Right, from the Berkman study. Thank you. Fiona Alexander? Is your hand is up. Is that from before? Yes, okay. So just noting that when you see Avery's template, that was some context for that template, and those will be coming at you soon. If you have questions about them, please send them to the list. Any of the three authors can clarify, and the chair and vice chairs can provide guidance as well. Any other discussion on this item? Okay, seeing none, let's now move to item 6 and ask the work chairs, workstream chairs, for a brief update on the status of their work and the work going into Los Angeles. Please take into account Fiona Alexander's question of, are you also preparing or in a position to prepare some templates with respect to implementation of prior recommendations from your particular area? Who do we have on the line? We've got Fiona Sanga, and we've got Olivier. I know David's out.
Michael's here, but he can't speak.
Michael's
no, I can't speak.
Oh,
I can't speak. I'm connected.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, sticking with numeric order, let's just go with Olivier first as Workstream 1. Olivier, could you weigh in on the status of your work in preparation for Los Angeles?
Thank you very much, Brian. It's Olivier here. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So basically, I haven't, unfortunately, got very much to follow up with since Durban. We've not had any call yet since the time that we met face-to-face. As I said in Durban, I was a little concerned about the amount of material that we've had to read and whether all of the team members have read the material and have been able to somehow digest it in a manner to know and start focusing on what strings are still need to be tied up, what is still loose in the overall set of recommendations that we've got there. I was hoping that these sub-teams would be able to come up with basically giving us a little bit of a feedback on what they've been working on specifically. As you know, the whole group is not looking at each one of the sub-recommendations. We've got smaller teams there. And, of course, following the discussion that we've just had now, where we had specific people looking at specific potential issues for recommendations and how they fell under the different parts. I thought that for work stream, for example, for subpart B, Larry would be able to give us much of an idea of how he believes the progress is. On sub-team A, it could have been Carlos or David. We just have a small set of people for some of the substreams. And I don't know whether any of them is able to actually give us a bit of a feedback on this. Failing that, I do have a B plan, which is what I mentioned last time, to use colorings for these huge Excel documents which staff has provided us with. And those would immediately be able to show us what was still left, where there was still plenty of work to be done in one of the substreams. I think that at the moment we're suffering from having an overload of information. Being able to weed out stuff that's already been done now and that seems to be on course to a satisfactory resolve is probably the first thing to do. And then we can reduce our set of subjects to look at quite dramatically from the several dozens of subjects that we've got on the desk at the moment. That's something which can just take a couple of days to do, actually. And so by, I would expect that by the time we meet in L.A., we'll have a focus exactly on the specific threads that still need to be closed or where additional recommendations need to be brought forward. Now, with regards to the actual format of the analysis, I firmly think that the template which was developed, the analysis of previous review teams' recommendations, will fall directly in line and will work very well with a format of what we have to do. I hope that was helpful.
Yes, no, good to understand the status of the work. A couple of thoughts here. Number one, again, it's to the work stream chairs to manage the workflow. I don't necessarily, the utility of a conference call can be questioned at this point. Maybe it's useful, maybe it's not. We're certainly in a phase of the work where we need to be really thinking hard about the information that's been put in front of us, that we've read the documents, and really advancing the writing. The suggestion that Fiona Alexander put forward that the work streams could use this template to flesh out not just the identified issues on the bullet list on the screen, but also implementation of recommendations from the prior review team that you're looking at, full stop. And it's a good suggestion to the extent that we can have organized thinking in writing that we use as a basis for discussion in LA. And if a work stream chair, again, managing the work stream as best as they see best fit, just wants to assign writing or drafting of templates, that would be a perfectly acceptable approach too. Any additional thoughts there, Alan?
I have a question, I guess. Largely, it's philosophy. If in assessing the old recommendations we find something has really not been done, and particularly perhaps not done and marked as complete or something of that ilk, do we need a new recommendation to drive that point home that ICANN still needs to do more work on that one, or is that going to be taken as a given? I guess I'm asking Steve or someone of, what format do we have to address those, what we believe are holes in, to ensure that they be picked up? Do we need new recommendation to say that?
You mentioned my name, Alan.
Well, you're going to be leading the group that's going to decide what to do with the recommendations that come out of this group. So
so I apologize. I didn't quite catch the question that you're asking.
I'll start again. If we find recommendations to old reviews where either they are incomplete or, moreover, incomplete and marked as complete or something of that ilk.
Sure.
Is simply noting that sufficient to say, wake up, you still have something to do, or do we actually have to phrase new recommendations so there are things that can be ticked off and be tracked?
So let me try to make this a common sense thing. I'll give you a belt and suspenders kind of answer. Surely on our side, speaking with my board chair hat on, we will read the full report. We will pick up comments in any form and anything that speaks to what wasn't done or differences of opinion about what was done, we will take note of. It will be part of the broader process of reading and absorbing the report and the recommendations. and doing an assessment. I've spoken about this kind of thing in general in the past, that just as a matter of standard process, whenever any group, this group or any other group, makes recommendations, one of the things that we subject it to is an assessment of feasibility and resources and the like. So that half of my answer is, doesn't matter if you say it, we will read it, pay attention to it, and take it seriously. That said, switching to being a member of this group, surely the strongest and most straightforward thing to do would be to add a specific recommendation or multiple recommendations that are focused on addressing whatever the group thinks wasn't done or wasn't done fully. And I don't see any reason why this group should be shy about that. Let me recommend, again, as a member of this group, that in terms of packaging that, it might be good to have a specific section or grouping or some way of flagging that so that it's a consistent thread.
So we could certainly have a recommendation for a previous review, identifying the places that we believe are things that should have been done, factoring in all of the, you know, the assessment type of things you just mentioned, but were not done. So
and,
that would be a way of capturing them and making sure that the tick marks are put in when necessary without being overly verbose and repetitive.
And let me add just one more thing. Again, as part of my standard perspective on all reviews by any group, whether it's this kind or an expert group of some other sort. As earnest and as serious as this group is and every other group, it's appropriate, in my experience, to go through a period in which the draft of the report is made available, and there's a period of time to receive comments and questions and be able to go back and revise what's written. So I'm talking about something a little different from the public comments after a report is fully submitted. I'm talking about something closer to the kind of peer review process that takes place for publications.
I would certainly support that. The more people that look at something before we put it out, the less we're going to be embarrassed by saying stupid things.
Yeah, and to speak a little more directly, I have seen numerous times where conclusions or recommendations went somewhat beyond what the facts or the available supporting material would suggest, and that this process of challenging, you know, why did you say that, and that doesn't seem to follow, et cetera, is a healthy process, would be a healthy process if we did more of that.
Thanks for that. Before I move to you, Olivier, let me just note a couple things. Welcome Steve's question, comments, and also, as we discussed, we really need to have an engagement with ICANN staff and board on the implementability of any recommendations that we develop, so there has to be some exchange there toward that end. I'm leaving open the concept of, how many recommendations we issue that will distill out of our work as we move forward. And Fiona Alexander also rightly notes in the notes that when we put this report and proposed recommendations out for public comment, we need to be very explicit about what direction we're taking with respect to recommendations or just commentary and assessment as part of our report. So let's note that as well. Olivier?
Thank you, Brian. It's Olivier speaking. Just in response to Alan's question, I certainly think that new recommendations would have to be drafted in any case. For any old recommendation that would need to be either updated or that brings to mind a new recommendation, having a mix of old recommendations and saying, well, just keep on doing the old recommendation and complete it, and a list of new recommendations is something which I don't find to be particularly positive, because effectively they might then be treated in a different way, as in, oh, that's an old recommendation and that's a new recommendation. That was one thing. Now, looking at the work of Workstream 1, we're looking specifically at the implementation of recommendations, and there are five different sub-scenarios on them. The implementation is either complete, in which case nothing needs to be done by the ATRT2 on it, apart from maybe from clapping their hands. The second thing, it could be complete, but a follow-up recommendation might have come to light, and that's where we would need to draft a new recommendation on it. And so that's one case of writing a recommendation. And then there's three incomplete outcomes, which could be incomplete but undergoing sustained work. So when we know that work is still going on and is going in that direction, we might wish to refrain from making a recommendation at that point, because we're really looking at an incomplete ongoing work. There's also incomplete and stopped for a good reason, which is often the case of when recommendations were made and were not implementable, or it was found that they were not implementable afterwards, in which case I don't believe that a recommendation would be needed from ATRT2 on this, except, of course, if we do feel strongly enough and wish to provide different implementation mechanisms for that initial recommendation. And then there is incomplete and stopped for an unknown or unsatisfactory reason, and that's when a recommendation would be needed from this committee, from the ATRT2. So out of the five scenarios, there really are only two that would warrant a new recommendation. And I think that's how I'll try and structure the work of Workstream 1. Thank you.
Thank you for the observations, Olivier. I have Larissa and then Alan in the queue. Larissa?
Thank you, Brian. On the topic of exchanging ideas with the board and staff when preliminary recommendations are being drafted or have been drafted, I just wanted to point out that the original timeline that we've been working with had set aside some time to do that mid-September. And since the meeting will be in LA, I also wanted to highlight that staff would be happy to participate in whatever capacity would be useful to clarify, answer questions, or provide early feedback. So that's something that we can certainly discuss and arrange.
Thank you, Larissa. Thanks. And I did want to know, particularly for the Workstream chairs, the Los Angeles meeting, but also into the month of September, as Larissa notes, to the extent that we have an issue that we think might be the focus of a recommendation, the quality of that recommendation is hinged on the assessment that we've done, that it's fact-based, that we've been as independent and objective in our assessment as possible, and to the extent that there are open questions about the facts, this is a really important opportunity to get to the right staffers, to get clarification of prior statements, to get additional information before we reach a conclusion. So that is an important element of the work going to the next month and a half. And thank you for that that open invitation, Arisa. Alan?
Thank you. Primarily commenting on Olivier's observations, but I have a follow-on on Larissa also. I guess I would summarize where I think a new recommendation is warranted is where we believe that a recommendation from a prior review team is not being heeded, and we believe it should be for whatever reason. Either it was dropped, staff assessed it, or board and staff assessed it as unimplementable and we believe they're crazy, or a follow-up in a completely different direction is necessary. That wasn't recommended last time, but we feel is warranted because of whatever has happened. So I agree completely with Olivier. Our point is not to have recommendations just for the sake of boosting our recommendation count, but it's for things where we believe if we don't make a recommendation or an explicit direction that ICANN should do something, it might not happen. I think, you know, in my mind, that's the key issue. It's not just to reiterate something which is already chugging along the tracks and going well, but something that we believe is not going to be done unless we explicitly call it out. With regard to what Larissa just said, I'm a little bit confused in timeline. She said the meeting is in Los Angeles, and I assume it's the meeting in a week and a half from now. But we're not going to have recommendations out of that until the very end of it on Saturday. So that's not going to be an opportunity for staff to interact with us, unless I miss something else along the way.
Alan, this is Lisa. I did want to clarify. Yes, I was referring to the LA meeting. With the templates that are being completed between now and the LA meeting and the work that will be done in the 3 days, Brian and I had discussed that there would be opportunities where ideas are being formulated before they're perhaps written in actual draft language for staff to intervene in or participate in the process on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So that's really all I meant.
Okay, so you're saying if you notice things where you think staff can have input, you know, we're going to welcome that, of course, yes.
Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's have Michael and then Fiona Asanga in turn give us an update on their respective work streams, and then we'll move to the item 7, preparation for the LA meeting. So, Michael, if you would.
Good morning and good afternoon to everyone. So I'll be fairly short. I think we do have enough information, enough material to prepare our part of the review. I would like to discuss the current status of what could be or was assigned to our work stream with Alan next week, as de facto our group consists of only two persons. And I very appreciate the remarks that were given by Steve and the methodology which was described by Olivier. I think we should follow same direction. As for templates, I'm not sure that it would be appropriate in our case to develop any new templates, but again, I think we will discuss it with Alan at the beginning of the next week. Thank you. Hello?
Sorry, thank you. I was speaking on mute. Apologies. Larissa, okay. Is your hand up anew, or is that flat from the last exchange? Okay, thank you. I've got Carlos in the queue. Carlos?
Yes, thank you, Brian. Carlos, for the record. Alan just mentioned something very important, that there are many ongoing efforts. There is a new strategic plan and so on, and we haven't had time like to make a short list of all these things that are happening. I don't know how to address this, but maybe early in the meeting in Los Angeles, if we can have a 45-minute update on the strategic plan, so we can make notes on ongoing efforts, so we don't have to worry too much about that, I think would be very useful, or something in that direction. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. I'm going to take that specific suggestion and roll it into item 7 on this agenda, preparation for LA meeting, and we'll pick that up there. But very good suggestion. Thank you. Any other questions for Michael or discussion out of Michael's status report? Looking for hands? Don't see any. Okay. Thank you, Michael, for the update. Fiona Asanga, if you would. Workstream 4.
Thank you, Brian. Regarding Workstream 4, we have attempted to have a conference call last week. It did not succeed, and this week it has not succeeded either because of the 11 members of the Workstream, only two have been available to have conference call. So we discussed with Carla and agreed that we shall try a different day, instead of a Wednesday,
a Thursday or a Friday so that we can see when we can have members of the work team available, because I was of the understanding that we were to add additional issues to consider for recommendations to the list we have in front of us, and they needed us to finalize that within the work stream. So that is pending for work stream 4. Then the other thing that is that came up was the questions we needed to share with the other work stream chairs, and I'm happy that Olivia has touched on them as she was making his presentation on work stream 1. Because from our assignments, we needed input around some of those issues, some of the issues on how the previous review processes were handled in terms of the process itself, in terms of recommendations, which ones stood out as being poorly implemented or not implementable. And so I'm happy that we've already had that part of the discussion. Then the other thing that I was hoping we would finalize is at least working on having assigned templates to members of the work team to work on templates that could add on to the templates that the issues raised already before us, so that we'd have additional templates to look at during the Los Angeles meeting. There is a doodle call out. We are still hoping to have a meeting next week so that we can be able to have that discussion and possibly assign individuals to prepare the templates so that then we can get most of the areas covered. And the other thing that I'd like to mention is that during this call again, there's been a chat message from Sean Alexander on input on gap-related issues, and I just want to mention if the group looking at the gap-related issues would also pay some attention to the queries on Workstream 4 on legitimacy, accountability, and transparency, and as far as the outreach is concerned, the input in that regard will be very helpful because I'm sure that it will come in anyway. That would help us in determining what kind of recommendation, if any, we need to raise under that area. And that is it for Action 4.
Thank you, Fiona, and noting too that both I and David Conrad owe a template on the review process writ large. We'll have that in by the 9th, if not sooner, to help inform some of the discussion. And I see that there's two other Workstream 4 templates that have been assigned. So hopefully that those templates, once received, will help start putting the pieces of this of the assessment in place, or at least the discussion around the assessment. Any questions for Fiona? Or discussion around Workstream 4. Carlos, I see your hand up. Is that from the last time, or is that new? That's from the last time. Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
No worries. Okay, I don't see any questions. Thank you, Fiona. And to the Workstream chairs, please continue to drive your work as best you can so that we have a good substantive base for discussion and assessment and testing of ideas in Los Angeles. With that being said, we will move to item 7, which is preparing for the LA meeting. Carlos has raised one good question. Could we have a presentation on the strategic plan or strategic direction for ICANN that we can factor into our analysis and assessment? I think that's a very good suggestion. If there's any disagreement with that, could you indicate it now with a red X or agreement? And if so, I'd ask staff and Steve Crocker in particular to arrange that for us. I think that context would indeed be helpful.
Coming off mute, Larissa and I are having a side conversation about scheduling issues.
Okay. But if you could take that on board and see if that could be, that presentation to that effect could be made to the HRT2 during LA meeting and at the on the first day would be very good.
All right. Well, then it's really for staff to work with Fadi on and others on the staff to get the briefing on the strategic plan, where that stands. I think probably Denise is probably the key person.
Okay, that's fine. And certainly understand calendaring issues and people's schedules as factoring in, but thank you for taking that request on board. We've got in a proposed agenda up on the screen, and this is something that Larissa and I had a conversation yesterday, so I want to make sure that the team is comfortable with the approach here. At a very high level, we've got 3 days of work face-to-face, and then a fourth day where the drafters, the folks holding the pens, will stay and begin to draft in earnest recommendation pieces of the report and coordinate on the overall drafting of the report. For the 3 days that we have, my sense is that we want to meet both as an entire review team for certain sessions, but also have breakout sessions for the work streams. This is really the time where we have to start challenging our conclusions, having very vigorous debate, identifying open questions of fact. And I think a lot of the good work in Los Angeles will be done through the breakout sessions. We've identified we do have an issue with overlapping membership in different work streams. It's still an issue we're going to have to address. We're going to try to address that. But I see the team meeting as a whole and the team breaking off into work stream sessions to advance the work substantively. Over the course of the 3 days, it's natural, of course, for the team as a whole to meet at the beginning. And what Larissa has pieced together here as a suggestion of approach to the agenda is how we could structure the breakouts so that we advance the work and then have an opportunity to come back together as a whole and have full team discussions around any particular hot issues or topics. Larissa, do you want to just walk through how you've proposed structuring the breakouts and how that might address the overlapping membership issue?
Sure. Thanks, Brian. First of all, I wanted to point out that this is just kind of a rough outline for what the days might look like, and with certain questions still for other sessions, such as the strategic planning update. This is intended to provide some very general structure for us to work with. But on the first day, the idea is that starting at somewhere around 11 o'clock, it could certainly be after lunch, we would run work stream sessions, but not concurrently. They would be run sequentially to address the fact that there is so much overlap in membership between the different groups. So that would allow for complete and full participation in the discussions of each of the work streams on the first day. Then as we move through the remaining days, my thought was, Charlie, can you scroll, please? I'm sorry, I don't have the scrolling ability. Thank you so much. As we move through the following days, you will notice that the breakout sessions that are planned in the afternoon of day two are actually running concurrently. So there would be two parallel time frames. Workstream one and two would run at the same time, and then workstream three and four. And then finally, on day three, we just left a block of time in the morning to finish up work within the work stream breakout format. And then the vast majority of the day would be, or the afternoon would be spent for the entire group together. Brian, did that Did I address your
intention? No, sorry. I was on mute again. Thank you, Larissa. Thank you for piecing that together and explaining it. For the team, I want to make sure there's an understanding of how we'd structure the work and a comfort level in the approach. Olivier, your hand is up.
Thank you, Brian. Olivier speaking. With regards to the concurrent session, I'm a little concerned, I guess. With Workstream 1 and Workstream 2, the majority of people in Workstream 2 also have significant portions of work in Workstream 1. And I gather it might also be the case for Workstream 3 and Workstream 4 working concurrently, although I beg to be told otherwise. I was going to suggest that we look at breakout sessions indeed for the work streams, but maybe having extended amounts of time in the region of having work stream one having a certain amount of time, but not running another work stream concurrently with work stream one, or having a jagged set of work streams. In other words, half an hour into the end of Workstream 1, the Workstream 2 thing starts, and then you would have people that would be able to take part in the first session and then move on to the next session. I'm not sure if I make this one very clear or not. The reason being that I also think we should have some time in there to have ad hoc discussions, maybe even subsets of the work streams, being able to have just another meeting room that they can conduct a quick meeting on, maybe drafting something and so on. So looking at the setup as it is at the moment, it looks like we'd have two rooms. I'd suggest a third room as well, third or even a fourth meeting room, to be able to have small ad hoc sessions as well. I hope I haven't made a mess of this one by jumbling everything together.
No, thank you, Olivier. I've got Alan, then Larissa. Alan?
Yeah, thank you. I agree it would be nice to have a couple of small meeting rooms, and I'm just talking about the size of, you know, a round table and four or five chairs around it, and I know there are a number of rooms like that, typically even if it's someone's office who isn't there for the day. So I don't think availability should be a real problem. I would say this is for day two. By the end of day one, we're going to understand much better what work still needs to be done. Workstream 1, for instance, may well serve us better to break it up into some of its substreams, and those are the things that work in parallel. I don't think we need to micromanage the design of this today. We're going to have to be in a much better position near the end of day one to understand what needs to be done and how we need to organize it.
I think that's a fair point too, Alan. So Olivier, thank you. Your suggestions, and you're right, Alan. After day one, we'll have a much better sense of what's needed in a given work stream and how to structure the work.
As an example, you know, work stream three may have an immense amount of work to be done, or none, you know, or somewhere in between. But you know, there's going to be examples like that, and I'm pretty sure for work stream one, the work is so complex and so subdivided that I think we're going to need some parallel work within Workstream 1 itself. So I think we should not agonize over it now.
No, and I don't want to, we don't need to debate this agenda to death, but I think, Larissa, taking Olivier's observations, suggestions, and Alan's as well, let's think through this agenda a bit more and develop it in advance of Los Angeles as best we can, and I think the team will need to take a flexible approach to how we actually hit the ground in Los Angeles after day one. Okay. Any other discussion on the structure of the LA meetings? Not the specific agenda. Okay. Hearing none, Larissa will take this and continue to develop the agenda. Thank you for those thoughts. Do we have any other... We're now done with item 7, I believe. Are there any other questions about the LA meeting, be it the structure of work or logistics, before we move to any other business? Not seeing any hands up. Okay, let's move to item 8 on the agenda. Is there any other business? Looking for hands. Carlos.
Yes, thank you, Carlos, for the record. I just want to say that mail exchanges after Durban in GAC have been exploding. There is a burst of activity and discussion there on two main issues, one on working principles and the other one on how to proceed with the GTLD recommendations. I've never seen GAC as active over the last 2 years, and there is... I will think hard about that because I don't think it's only Workstream 1. I think it's also Workstream 4's focus to deal with that. This is a great opportunity. They were very motivated by the discussions with ATRT2, and there is a few things I will want to present on that in LA. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Carlos. You can make a note of that for the agenda, Larissa, and we'll develop that further. Any other comments on Los Angeles or questions? Okay, any other business? I don't see any hands. Okay, we are now going to move into closed session to get an update from ICANN staff on the independent expert. So thank you all, and to those who are online listening, thank you for listening. Larissa, could you have the recording stopped, and are we able to move into closed session on this conference bridge or not?